back to the gym for the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 12:30 a.m. KHAS Radio.
So we're back to the Patriots gym as we get set for the boys game here tonight between Ravenna and Adams Central as we spend a couple of minutes with Patriots head coach Tom Slechta. And coach, after the loss the other night to the Hastings Saints, it's probably good to get back on the floor again, huh?
Yeah, it's always great to get back on the floor. You're right on. And this is going to be a great night because Ravenna's got a fantastic basketball team. They got a great coaching staff. And they're going to get after it, and they're going to play extremely hard. And you know, tonight there's a lot of things that people are playing for. Number one, playing for another win. Number two, you're always playing for points, for seeding and things like that. Number three, we're playing for regular season. This necessarily is not the regular season champ who wins this game, but it very well could be because if whoever wins tonight, if they win on Saturday, will be conference regular season champs. And so there's a lot of things up for grabs tonight. So it's gonna be a great night, and we know that our kids are gonna respond. It's parents' night. It's the last home game, and so. For our seniors, it's kind of a special moment for Zach Hunt, Connor Lyons, and Nate Arlton. And I haven't talked about this before, but Zach Hunt just hit his 1,000th point in the conference tournament, I believe, finals game. So he's got 1,000 points for his career. Just a fantastic career. Nate Arlton's just been unbelievable all year, as you guys have known. And he's had a great four-year run playing here for the Patriots and Connor Lyons. And so it's just a real special night to be here with these guys and with our staff here tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Anyway, this is a team that you saw in the conference championship ball game. You beat Ravenna by the score of 71-55. Beat a very good Ravenna team that night. What worked for you that night?
You know, honestly, they did a fantastic job against us in the first half, back cutting us. And they didn't hit a lot of threes, and we didn't hit a lot of threes, which is kind of uncharacteristic of both of us. And so, what I think we're going to see is they're going to stop our drive a little bit more. And we're going to stop their back cuts a little bit more, but both teams are going to get more open threes, and they're probably going to hit a few more. And so I think that's what we're going to see tonight.
Threes were raining the other night against the Saints. I think you took 33 pointers, took 22 point field goals, but that was a simple case where you had to because of the size inside.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, there's always, when you shoot 30, there's probably four or five that you go, geez, I don't know if we need to take those, but we hit two of those, you know what I mean? Two of the five that were suspect, we hit. And if we hit one or two more, you know, we're down two. Zach Hunt pulls a three with about a minute left. If that goes down, we're up one in that game. And we know, like you said, against real big teams in the half court, we're going to have to drive and kick to the backside. And we like that situation because we have really good three-point shooters. So, we think that's kind of our game, and we're going to live with it, and that's just the way it is.
Anyway, you're always disappointed with a loss, but I'll tell you what, your ball club played pretty well against St. Cecilia on Tuesday.
Yeah, that was just a fantastic game for both teams. You know, they have a really great ball club. We think they can play with anybody in the state, you know, on through C1 and B, and probably with most of the A's, excluding maybe some of those top five. And so it was just a great game. It was a great game for our kids, you know. It's really kind of strange, and our kids are really down after the game, of course, because we had chances. But we just talked about how proud we were the way they played and the effort they gave, and I think at the end of the day, that's going to be a great confidence builder for us, you know, as we go down the stretch and play, you know, again, Ravenna tonight, and then teams at Kearney Catholic on Saturday, and then district play.
I don't know who the schedule makers are this week. We got St. Cecilia, then you got to Ravenna tonight, and then Kearney Catholic in the Heartland Hoops Classic on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about two defending state champions, and then you get to finish out with Kearney Catholic, who's ranked in C1. At the event center, so I don't know how we shook that one out, but that's my fault. That one's on me. So,
Coach, talk about Ravenna. I guess the number one player for them is Connor Baranek, who's averaging 15 points per ball game. Scored 19 the last time you guys got together in the conference tournament. Talk about him as a player, and what do we have to do tonight to stop him?
You know, it's a combination of things on Connor. Number one, you have to find him in transition because he can shoot from, you know, as you saw, 30 feet, 35 feet. So you got to find him in transition. Number two, you can't lose him in the half court by helping too much on him because they'll steal and screen for him. Three, he can drive a little and hit the pull-up because he's so long. And four, if you got smalls on him, he can post you a little bit. We usually do a good job of helping on that, so you got to try and do that. And then five, he can cut you. If you guard him too tight, against him on Saturday night, he cut to the hoop and got some, not back cuts, but almost ball cuts where you're out denying hard on him, and he got some ball cuts where he caught and he can finish. So he just has a real soft game. And I don't mean soft in a negative way. I mean in a positive way in that he's got soft hands, soft feet, and so he can catch real easy, almost like a Kevin McHale type player, catch in the middle and put up. So against him, you really just want to limit touches in transition. You want to make sure that when he comes through the lane, he gets a little bit of bump, and then you want to make sure you can test all of his jump shots.
Tyson Anderson is a good who did not score against him the first time around, but he comes back in their last ball game and scores 25 points against St. Paul. Is he kind of like the wild card in this offense for Ravenna?
Hey, I don't anymore against these guys. You have to guard everybody. I learned that the hard way last year when the Crowell kid, who I believe he's hurt right now because I've seen him in street clothes, he went off and hit four or five threes in that conference tournament game against them last year. And so it's one of those things where if you disrespect any of their players and don't guard them, you're in trouble. You know, Douglas went 2-4 against St. Paul from the three-point line. And so their bigs will step out and shoot. Everybody will step out and shoot. So you have to have respect for everybody on their team.
Keys for us tonight to get out here with a win.
The keys are probably to try and, number one, do the best we can to take away back cuts. It's not going to be easy. We've got to try and do it. Number two, we've got to take away middle drives. And three, we've got to contest and then board.
All right, good luck today.
All right, hey, thanks, Mike.
Yep. Tom Slack, the head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. I'll come back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriots gym as we get set for the boys' encounter here tonight between Adams Central and Ravenna. It should be a good matchup here tonight in game number two after Adams Central won the first game in the girls' contest 55-46. The Adams Central boys will be looking to rebound after their loss to St. Cecilia the other night. They lost to the Blue Hawks by a score of 57-53, ranked number 7 in Class B according to the Lincoln Journal Star. Ravenna coming in, a record of 17-2. They knocked out St. Paul in their last ball game by a score of 85-81. They are ranked number 3 in Class C2 this week, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. So a couple of teams that got just 4 losses between them. Adams Central has lost to GICC and to Hastings St. Cecilia. Ravenna has lost to Grand Island Central Catholic and to Adams Central as the Patriots knocked off Ravenna during the championship ball game, the Loopland Conference Tournament last week in Kearney by the score of 71-55. So these two teams are playing for the second time in a matter of a week or so as they battle here tonight at Adams Central. Got the starting lines for you, first of all, for Ravenna. This is a team that can put some points on the scoreboard, but they've been kind of up and down, hitting, according to head coach Paul Baranek. They're averaging 64 points per ball game on offense, but they put up 85 in their last contest against St. Paul. They are giving up 53.1 on the defensive end. This is a team that had scored 90 points in one ball game against Shelton this year. That was back in the middle part of January. It's basically been in the 50s and the 60s. They scored 80 points in the contest against the Kearney Catholic. But yet, they've been on a downside of things, too, as the Shelton has scored only 29 points against Grand Island Central Catholic and lost to the Crusaders earlier this year by a score of 63-29. Starting lines for Ravenna tonight, John Klosterman, a 6'3" and senior, averaging 10 points and 4 rebounds per game. Trevor Cyborn is a 5'10" and sophomore, averaging 14 points and 2 rebounds per game. Connor Baranek is a 6'3" and sophomore. Connor is averaging 15 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. Also, Riley Baranek, a 6'3" and senior, Riley averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds per game. And Brent Douglas, a 6'1" senior, Douglas is averaging right now right at 6 points per ball game and 7 rebounds per contest. Right now, the playing of the national anthem. So the singing of the national anthem as we get set for boys high school basketball action here tonight at Adams Central High School. We gave you the starters for Ravenna. Adams Central will counter with Nate Arnold, the 5'9" senior. Arnold now averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds per game. Brady Barrett, the 6'1" sophomore. Barrett averaging 14 points and 3 rebounds per game. Zach Hunt, the 6'1" senior. Hunt averaging 16 points and 4 rebounds per game. Connor Lyons, the 6'3" senior. Connor right now averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds per game. And Calvin Ott, the 6'2" junior. Ott is averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds per game. Adams Central dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight. Ravenna dressed in their road blue uniforms. Ball is in the air, and the Patriots control the opening tip. Two teams that they like to get up and down the floor here tonight. This could be a track meet in this one. Adams Central trying to rebound from their loss the other night, and that's a nice way to get things started as Brady Barrett hits a three from the right side. Adams Central goes out on top by a score of 3-0 here in the ball game. Ravenna comes back quickly to the ball. These guys can shoot it from just about anywhere on this end of the floor, so you really got to guard that three-point arc. Here's a shot taken by Riley Baronic that's going to be no good. Rebound, Nate Arnold runs it back the other way. Here's a feed. They get it there to a Zach Hunt. His shot no good. Rebound, Lyons. Follow shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Tyson Anderson, who gets to start here for the Ravenna Blue Jays in the ball game here tonight. Anderson drives it into the lane, comes to Riley Baronic, now to a Connor Baronic. Circles around, forces up a shot, puts it up one-handed and scores. Connor Baronic is the leading scorer on the team for Ravenna, averaging 15 points per ball game. He scored 19 against Adams Central the last time these two teams played in that conference championship ball game. We have played a minute, 3-2 is the score. Adams Central has got a one-point lead. Connor Lyons dribbles into the lane here for AC, stops there, comes out to Hunt. Hunt out in three-point territory. Dribbling with the ball, takes it inside the free throw circle, gives it up now to Lyons for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Baronic for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Connor runs her back the other way, now to Trevor Cyborn. Cyborn gets it over here to Anderson. Free throw line extended left side. Adams Central in a man-to-man defense. They feed it in to Brent Douglas now. Douglas double team out to Connor Baronic. Connor comes out to Riley Baronic. They swing it to the right side to Anderson. Dribbles into the lane, puts up an off-balance shot, no good. And Baronic grabs the rebound here for Ravenna. Resets the offense. Connor goes to Brent Douglas. Douglas holds the ball out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass to Cyborn. In the lane, tries to put Hunt in the air. Can't do it. Comes out to Douglas for three. Shot good. The big guy, Brent Douglas, steps outside and hits a three-pointer there for Ravenna. And it is a 5-3 ball game now. Adams Central trailing for the first time tonight. Here's Connor Lyons with the ball. 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Here's Zach Hunt just inside the ring. His shot is up and in. Zach had 11 points the other night against St. Cecilia. Hits his first shot here just inside the three-point ring. And now we're tied up at 5 points apiece. There's a ball deflected out of bounds on the far sideline. Over there defensively for Adams Central was Brady Barrett. Into the ball game for AC early here is going to be Matt Overmiller. Coming in for Ravenna is going to be Sean Payne. He will check in. Also a John Klosterman. So inbound the ball to Trevor Cyborn. Adams Central saves with a man-to-man defense on the far side. That's going to be John Klosterman with the ball. Klosterman out on top. That's Anderson. Dribbles to the elbow. Now gives it up here to Payne. Entry pass to get a down low to Klosterman. His shot is up there. It won't go. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. As Zach Hunt with the ball. Now to Connor Lyons. Pulls up. Won't shoot a 12-footer. Comes back out to Hunt. Drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around and the foul is going to be called. A foul will go on Adams Central. It'll go on Lyons. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on the Patriots. Adams Central 16-2 on the season. Ranked number 7 in Class B. Ravenna is 17-2. They are ranked number 3 in Class C2 this week. We're tied up at 5 points apiece just underway here in Hastings. Anderson has got the ball down to Klosterman. Deep in the corner on the right side. Klosterman working against Hunt. Out on top, they get it to Cyborn. Now down low, a shot is up there. It's still good by Anderson. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. As Nate Arnold with the ball picks it up, drives a shot, no good. And the rebound comes down to Sean Payne for Ravenna as they run her back the other way. Klosterman gets it back out to Baronic now. Baronic now to Klosterman. Dribbles into the lane. Has to get rid of it. Does. Cyborn has got it now deep on the wing on the right side. Now they hand it away to a John Klosterman. Back in to Baronic. His shot is up there off of the window. No good. Tap try, no good. Rebound loose. Picked up by Klosterman. His shot's going to be blocked down. It is picked up now by Anderson. Ravenna keeps it alive here with a 5-5 ball game. Out on top again is Anderson with the ball. Anderson now to Cyborn. Over on the wing on the right side. With it is going to be Baronic. Baronic comes out to Anderson. They're working around the three-point circle now. Klosterman deep in the corner to the left side, picked up by Hunt of Adams Central. Klosterman dribbles once, comes out to Cyborn at the top of the key, now to Klosterman. Lob pass inside, Sean Payne. There's a pass back outside on the right sideline. A shot by Anderson is going to be no good, and the rebound to Overmiller. Matt Overmiller has got it, flips it back here, and the Patriots will try to break this 5-5 tie. A long-range jumper from Hunt from three. It's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Ravenna basketball. End of the contest now for Adams Central is going to be Nick Stein. And now head coach Tom Schlechter wants to call a timeout for AC. Patriots want to talk things over. 3 minutes and 49 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, it's Adams Central 5 and Ravenna 5.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
3 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 5-5 is the score. Adams Central and Ravenna tonight. In the girls' ball game, Adams Central beat Ravenna 55-46. Patriots used a 21-10 fourth quarter to take hold of the ball game. So the Patriots win their regular season finale. They're now 13-8 in the season as they get ready for the sub-districts coming up next week. Ravenna drops to 9 wins and 10 losses. Big night tonight for Jalinda Hobson. 20 points, 20 rebounds for Adams Central. Had 7 in the first quarter and 13 points more in the second. Adams Central wins it in the girls' game tonight, 55-46. Here's Ravenna back with the basketball now. The Blue Jays shooting to our basket to our left. Connor Baranek goes over there on the wing on the right side. That's big Sean Payne. Payne sends it down to a Cyborn inside the ring as he works there. Here's a shot up and in. Cyborn hits the field goal over Jake Fowler, who's just into the ball game now for Adams Central. 7-5 is the score. Ravenna has got the lead. Here's Hunt driving and contact made. A foul is going to be called. Maybe an offensive foul there, is it? No, a foul is going to go here on Ravenna. It's going to go on Sean Payne. That's going to be his first. The first foul on Payne. That's the first team foul on the Jays. Adams Central will play things in. Hunt comes way out to Nick Stein. Now to Zach Hunt again here on the near sideline. Hunt puts it on the floor and will dribble out near the 10-second line as Adams Central sets up the offense. There's Connor Lyons. Lyons faking the three, drives it toward the hole. The shot is up there. It's good. Connor Lyons gets the roll. And now we're tied up at 7 points apiece here. Coming back the other way is going to be Cyborn. His shot on the baseline, good. Tyler Cyborn with a couple of field goals and 4 points now in the ball game. Here comes Adams Central back. Here's Fowler dribbling to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's saved here by Ravenna. Saved by Brent Douglas. Into the hands now of John Klosterman. Klosterman gets it to Connor Baranek. Back outside. Brent Douglas has got the ball. Douglas over to Riley Baranek, who's back into the ball game. Rockets a pass inside over the head of Connor Baranek. It's out of bounds. Turnover number one in the ball game against Ravenna. Into the contest now. Adam Central is going to be Stein. Connor Lyons will check out, and now Ravenna is going to apply some pressure here in backcourt. 2.5 minutes to play. Now a jump ball is going to be called here in backcourt as Anderson ties up Zach Hunt. Possession arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central, so actually pointing in favor of Ravenna, so the Blue Jays will play things in. Adams Central will turn the ball away. Trevor Cyborn has got the ball now for Ravenna. Hustles into the forecourt. That's Baranek, a long three. A shot no good. Long rebound. It is loose and it's picked up by Adams Central. Here comes Hunt back the other way to Fowler. Needs to be fouling the play as he goes up for the shot. Hunt leading a 2-on-1 break back the other way for Adams Central with Fowler, and he has fouled into play. It's going to go on Tyson Anderson. For Ravenna, that's going to be his first. And now Fowler goes to the free throw line. He has not missed from the stripe this season. 5 out of 5. His shot is up there. It's good. So Jake Fowler gets in the scorebook here tonight, a 5'9" freshman for the Patriots. That gives Adams Central a 1-point deficit to make up here. 9-8 is the score as Fowler will toe the mark for the second of two. His shot is in the air. That one hits bottom. And now we're tied up at 9. And tied up at 3, 5, 7, and 9 so far here in this first quarter. 2:15 to play. There's a pass down low to Baranek, and he's going to be hammered on the play by Calvin Ott. A quick pass from outside from Trevor Cyborn down to Connor Baranek, who is cutting for the hole, and Connor is mauled on the play. And now he'll go to the free throw line here for Ravenna. Personal foul goes on Ott. That's going to be his first. Baranek, a 79% foul shooter in the season, and he misses that one. He is now 67 out of 85 from the free throw line. He is averaging 15 points and 6 rebounds per game, 2.8 assists per contest. Scored 19 points against Adams Central the last time around during that Blue Plaid Conference Championship ball game. Next one is up there. It's good. So Baranek hits one out of two. He's got 3 points here tonight. And now the Jays have a one-point lead over the Patriots. It is 10-9. Zach Hunt into the forecourt. Down in the corner. Here's a shot by Brady Barrett. No good. Rebounded by Klosterman for Ravenna. Klosterman runs it back the other way. Dishes off in the lane. And the shot is up and in. Sean Payne gets the field goal on the assist from Klosterman. It's now a 12-9 ball game. Ravenna leading by 3 points. Adams Central with the ball. Under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Here's Zach Hunt with it out near the 10-second line. Hunt trying to spread the floor here. Nate Arlt to the far sideline. Dribble penetration. Comes over to Lyons for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Connor Lyons knocks down the three ball. He has got 5 points, and the Patriots come right back to tie things up at 12 points apiece. Got a funny feeling it could be another nail-biter here tonight. Adams Central and St. Cecilia went that way on Tuesday night. Driving for the hole and scoring down on the baseline is John Klosterman. He's been kind of banged up this year. In fact, he was a 50-50 decision on whether or not he would even get to start tonight for the Ravenna Blue Jays, but he's in there now for head coach Paul Baranek. There's a shot from deep in the right corner. It's going to be no good by Overmiller, and the rebound comes down to Hunt. Hunt brings it back to Overmiller, drives it in the lane, and shot is up and in. Hunt gets the assist. Matt Overmiller gets the field goal, and the Patriots have come back to tie things back up. 14 points apiece. 53 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Connor Baranek has got the ball out here as he works against Nate Arlt. Now to Sean Payne. Payne goes over to Klosterman. Long three is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound to Lyons. He has it tipped away from behind by Anderson. Anderson has got it. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts it up there and scores. Tyson Anderson tipped the ball away and then took it to the free throw line and hits the field goal for Ravenna to give the Jays a 16-14 advantage. 25 seconds to play now here in the first quarter. And the Patriots will go for the final shot here. Nate Arlt just standing here just across the 10-second line. Throws it to the far side to Zach Hunt. He says, I don't want it. You take it. Hunt now gives it back to Nate Arlt here on the near sideline. Over to Zach Hunt again. Hunt puts a man in the air and 3 points there. That's where he sent it down in the corner. A three-pointer. It's going to be up there. No good by Overmiller. Rebound Lyons. His shot's blocked at the free throw line. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. Good first quarter here tonight. The Ravenna Blue Jays with the lead after one quarter. We'll take a break with a score, Ravenna 16, Adams Central 14.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots gym. Adams Central trailing the Ravenna Blue Jays 16-14 after one quarter. Patriots have had kind of a rough week, like we said. They played St. Cecilia on Tuesday. They've got Ravenna here tonight. They'll play Kearney Catholic in the Heartland Hoops Classic coming up on Saturday afternoon at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Then next week, Hastings High on the schedule for Adams Central. That'll be a week from tomorrow night. That game will be played up at the Jungle at Hastings High. 16-14 is the score. Ravenna has got the lead. Adams Central with the opening possession here in the second quarter as Hunt drives the ball in the hole, and he is fouled in the play. The go on Cyborn, that's going to be his first. And now Zach Hunt will go to the free throw line here for Adams Central, a 72% foul shooter in the season. 57 out of 79 from the line this season. Shot is up there. That one rims off. No good. Adams Central is a team hitting 71% of their foul shots this year. 46% from the field and 34% from three-point territory. Hunt will have one more. Shot is up and in. 16-15 now. Ravenna with a one-point lead. Tyler Cyborn has got the ball for Ravenna. Comes out here in the three-point territory to Baranek, trying to drive it. Can't do it there against Nate Arnold. That's a good matchup tonight. There's a rally. Baranek goes over to Sean Payne. Payne comes across the top to Cyborn. Now to Baranek here on the near sideline. Rally Baranek puts it on the floor, dribbles out here in the three-point territory, covered up there by Zach Hutt. Gets away, wide open in the lane. A shot is up and in. Sean Payne. Nice pass, and they get it to Sean Payne, who got away from his man and scores easily. He's got 4 points in the ball game, and now Ravenna has got a three-point lead, 18-15. Nate Arnold powering his way down the lane. His shot no good. Rebound is loose underneath the basket, and it's picked up here by Baranek. Baranek gets it into the hands now of Tyler Cyborn. Cyborn off of the baseline and shot over the Lions. No good. Tap try, no good. Tap try, good. Sean Payne keeps after it there for Ravenna. And the Jays have now opened up a five-point lead. It is 20-15 over Adams Central. Here's Nate for three. His shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Ravenna. Brent Douglas in there now. In fact, they've got Douglas and Sean Payne both in there now for the Blue Jays. That's a lot of meat to handle down low. Here's Baranek trapped out here in three-point territory. Rockets it down on the baseline. It's mishandled. It's picked up by Lyons, and a foul is called. Foul going to be called here. Adams Central will come back with it now as a personal foul is whistled on the Ravenna Blue Jays, and a slew of substitutes coming in now at the 6:37 mark of the second quarter. The foul is going to go on Riley Baranek. That's going to be his first. Ravenna averaging 64 points per ball game on offense, giving up 53 on defense. Almost identical numbers for Adams Central. The Patriots averaging 65 points per ball game on offense. They give up 49 defensively. Ravenna's in a zone defense here against AC early in the ball game. Here's Fowler back in there, dribbles to the free throw line, gives it up for Hunt for three. His shot is up there, it's no good. Barrett grabs the rebound. Brady circles around, takes it left side of the lane. His pass is going to be deflected, picked up by Stein, dribbles inside. Contact made, no foul called. The shot is no good, and the rebound comes down to Brent Douglas. Back the other way come the Blue Jays down in the corner. Anderson for three, shot good. Tyson Anderson hits the three ball from the deep right corner, and Ravenna has opened up an eight-point lead. Here's a shot back the other way by Barrett. No good. Tip try by Stein is up and in. Nick Stein gets the tip there for Adams Central. That's his first field goal. And it's now 23-17. Jays have the lead by six. 5:45 to play here in quarter number two from the Patriots gym. Rally Baranek has got it now. Rally picked up out here by Calvin Ott. Baranek has still got it. Now gets it away to Anderson. Dribbles into the lane, throws it back out beyond the circle to Klosterman. Down in the corner to Douglas for three. Shot off the mark, no good. Rebound Hunt. Zach Hunt has got it for AC. He runs her back the other way. The Patriots down by six. Nick Stein, his shot for three is going to be short. And the rebound comes down to Anderson. Anderson runs her back the other way to Klosterman. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good off of the break. And the rebound comes down to Hunt. Hunt looking at a three-on-three back the other way. Down in the corner, Barrett for three. Shot is good. Brady Barrett, I think, just has a little X out there where he likes to fire him up, and he is dead on. That one from the deep right corner. He's got two threes and 6 points in the ball game. The Patriots back to within three, 23-20 the score. Here's a Riley Baranek with the ball now. Goes down in the corner to Klosterman. Klosterman looking at the Adams Central, a man-to-man defense. Cross-court pass goes to the opposite corner to Douglas back out of the wing. Here's a shot by Riley Baranek, no good. And the rebound comes down to Stein of Hastings. Adams Central has got the ball back the other way. Here's Zach Hunt, hesitates, dribbles inside, stops, kicks it out now to Stein between the circles. Left side, Brady Barrett, dribble penetration. Back out here to Hunt, top of the key. 4.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Ravenna has got a three-point lead. And now head coach Tom Schlechta wants to call a timeout. Patriots call a timeout, having problems cracking the zone defense here tonight for the Jays. 4:22 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Ravenna 23, Adams Central 20.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. 1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight. We're at the Patriots gym. Adams Central and Ravenna scoring off. 23-20 is the score. The Jays have a three-point advantage. Adams Central following the timeout will play things in here off the near sideline. Zach Hunt, Nate Arnold, not a Zach again for three. His shot is up there. That one is short. And the rebound pulled out of the air there by Anderson. Of Ravenna is a runner back the other way. Cyborg has got it now to Ethan Zorb, who's into the contest. Over to Klosterman on the right side. There's a shot put up there. It's good by Anderson. Anderson, it's another tray. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. And it's now a 26-20 ball game. And now we got a foul over there as Adam Central tries to attack this zone on the far side. Foul is going to go on Ravenna. It's going to go on Zorb. That's going to be his first team foul, number five on the Jays here in this first half. Adam Central's got just two. So no free throws here. The Patriots will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Matt Overmiller looking to key things in. Does so to Nate at the top of the key. Off to Lyons for three. Shot is going to be short this time. Ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Overmiller. Here's another three. Put up there. It's good. Brady Barrett scores. That's his third three-pointer in the ball game. He's got 9 points. 26-23. Cyborg comes back down for Ravenna. Takes it down on the block on the right side. He stops right there. To Anderson drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good. And he is fouled in the play. Anderson did not score the last time these two teams played in the championship ball game, the Luplat Conference Tournament. But he came back the other night and scored 23 points in their win over St. Paul. They beat the Cats by the score of 85-81. Anderson already with 8 points in the ball game tonight. His free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. He's a 51% foul shooter. That last foul went on Matt Overmiller of Adams Central. That's going to be his first. So Anderson will have one more. This one is up there. It's good. He hits one out of two from the free throw line. 27-23 is the score. Ravenna is also be playing in that Heartland Hoops Classic coming up on Saturday afternoon. One of seven games they'll have at the Heartland Event Center. All day affair up there. In Grand Island, here's a shot from the top of the key. No good by Zach Hunt. Rebounded by the Ravenna Blue Jays again. That's Anderson bringing the ball back. Anderson gets it to Baronic. Baronic double-teamed. The ball slapped away. It is loose and it's picked up here by Hunt. Zach Hunt gets the ball down to four to Barrett. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tap trying, no good. And a foul is called. There on the rebound. I think it's going to go on Nate. Nate Arnold going to pick up the personal fouls. They were battling for the rebound. So they got to Ravenna turnover that they wanted. The foul is going to be called on Nate Arnold. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Patriots here in this first half of play. Arnold is going to check out now for the Patriots, and coming back in will be Jake Fowler. 27-23 is the score. Ravenna is leading by 4 points. Here's Trevor Cyborg bringing the ball back now for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Stops at the top of the three-point circle. Comes over here on the left side. Riley Baronic. Now the other Baronic at the top of the key. A shot for three is up there. It's no good. That's Connor Baronic. They could not find the range, and the rebound comes down to Overmiller. Nearly travels with the ball here in backcourt. Here's Connor Lyons now. Lyons gets it back outside. Here's a three-pointer put up there. No good by Overmiller. Crashing the boards. Calvin Ott. No, that's Nick Stein. Stein grabs it, keeps it alive here for the Patriots. Back outside, a three-pointer put up and in. A three-pointer put up there by Fowler from Brady Barrett from the left side. Barrett now with 12 points in the ball game. The Patriots back within one, 27-26, 2:20 to play. Here's Cyborg, spins to the elbow, drives to the hole, and his shot is up and in. Cyborg scores, falling down. 29-26. Ravenna now with a three-point lead. Adam Central with the ball. Nick Stein looks at the three, and now we got a traveling violation on Stein. There's a little hesitation out here, and Nick Stein is whistled for the traveling violation. Turnover number three on the Patriots. Back into the ball game for Adam Central is going to be Hunt. Coming out will be Overmiller. 2:06 remaining here in the second quarter. It is 29-26. Ravenna leading by three. Down to the scores table, checking back in is going to be Anderson. Coming out is going to be Sean Payne. So Ravenna will play things in here in backcourt. The Jays have a three-point lead. Ravenna led by as many as 8 points here early in this quarter. Here's Anderson again with the ball on the wing on the right side. Angles toward the basket. Cross the lane to Klosterman. His three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound underneath and a shot put up by Douglas. No good, and he's hammered on the play. Douglas just kind of pulls that one out of the air, goes back up for the shot, and he is fouled in the play by Nick Stein. First foul on Nick. Douglas will go to the free throw line. He's got 3 points so far tonight on a three-pointer. 55% foul shooter on the season. Ravenna knocking down 63% of their foul shots to the team. The shot is up there. It is no good. Douglas will have one more as he was hammered in the act of shooting. 29-26. Jays have the lead. Sean Payne waiting at the scorer's table now for Ravenna. He will check in probably for Brent Douglas here. Douglas can hit this free throw. Eyes the bucket. Big guy puts it up there, and the shot rims off, no good. Down for the rebound, and Anderson grabs it for Ravenna. Another offensive board. Here's Cyborn for three, a shot no good. Rebound in the lane is picked up there, and the shot is up and in. John Klosterman, so a couple of offensive rebounds there for Ravenna. And now the Jays have a 31-26 advantage here. In the second quarter with a minute and 30 seconds to play. Rainbow pass goes to the far side. Barrett for three, hits another one. Brady Barrett with 15 points in the ball game on 5 3-pointers. That is 31-29. Here's Klosterman on the low block left side. Back out to Baronic for three. His shot is up there. It's no good from Connor. Rebound comes down to Zach Hunt, and he's fouled in the play as Hunt goes tumbling to the hardwood. Nick Stein also knocked down. A foul is going to be called on Brett Douglas. That's going to be his first. So the Patriots using the outside shot again tonight. They threw a 33-pointers in the ball game against Hastings St. Cecilia on Tuesday night and lost the ball game by the score of 57-53. They threw a 33-pointers and 22-pointers in that ball game against the Hawks. Brady Barrett has already connected on 5 3-pointers here tonight. Hunt down the lane. His scoop shot is good. Hunt takes that baby coast to coast and takes it all the way to the front of the rim and drops it down through the hole. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Adams Central has come back to tie things up here despite falling behind by 8 points here in the quarter. We're tied up at 31. Klosterman to the free throw line. Stops there. Comes to Anderson. His shot with three is off of the mark. No good. Another offensive rebound. Cyborn goes back up, shoots, and scores. The Patriots getting crushed on the offensive boards here in the first half. 39 seconds to play. It is 33-31. The Ravenna Blue Jays have a 2-point lead here in this one. And now Adams Central will probably be playing for the final shot here as Zach Hunt is just dribbling with the ball just across the 10-second line. Ravenna staying in their zone here. Staring him down is Anderson. Now they're going to inch the zone defense out here. Hunt will go to the far side down to Nate Arlt with 13 seconds to play. Back to Zach here on the near side. Zach gets away. Dribble penetration on the low block and then throws the ball out of bounds. They're trying to work the baseline underneath the basket there. Hunt was looking for Brady Barrett, and the pass was behind him. It goes out of bounds. So the Patriots turn the ball away with 7 seconds to go. Here in the second quarter, Cyborn has got it into the offensive zone. Gets it away to Klosterman. Moves to the right side. Goes for the hole. The shot is up there. No good. Calvin Ott grabs the rebound, and that's the end of the second quarter. We are at halftime here tonight. Boys High School basketball. And a good one brewing here tonight at the Patriots gym. At halftime, Ravenna 33, Adams Central 31. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Patriots gym, Adams Central out on top of Ravenna tonight, and boys, actually a Ravenna leading Adams Central at halftime tonight, 33-31. It was 16-14 in favor of Ravenna at the end of the first quarter. We'll check some scoring numbers for you in just a couple of minutes. Adams Central's girls basketball team's winners over Ravenna earlier tonight by a score of 55-46, says head coach Tim Barker will join us at halftime. And coach, it wasn't a thing of beauty there in the opener tonight, but the most important thing, you got to win. And heading into the sub-districts, that's what you wanted.
Yeah, it may not have been beautiful, but it looked pretty good to us when we got done with it. you know, just a win that we really needed at this point in time, just to, you know, get a little bit more confidence. It'll make practice go a lot better tomorrow and Monday, and a lot more confidence going into Tuesday.
You guys trailed going into the fourth quarter and really owned that fourth and final quarter. You outscored them, 21-10 in that fourth quarter. Just to talk about the final period.
Well, that's something that we really talked about a lot, you know, in getting prepared for Ravenna, because they want to play the physical defense and just wear you down, and then make you make mental mistakes in the fourth quarter. And that's something that we really talked about and kept talking about through the game, was mental toughness, and just you just got to survive. And you know, trying to tell them that you're not going to get a lot of breaks. You're just going to have to play hard, play with a lot of heart, and not make the mental mistakes. And they just did an awesome job of, you know, staying with the game plan, get the ball to Jalinda. If they double down or if they cheat across, then she would have to try and find the open shooters. And Carrie Coates did a big shot from the elbow in the short corner, and Leslie Pfeiffer hits a big shot from the elbow. You know, they're little 10-footers that we've been missing the last couple of games. Those are the ones that helped us go on the run there and help get a little bit of the lead.
Jalinda had just 10 points against St. Cecilia on Tuesday. She has 20 here tonight, including 13 in the second half. You guys were much more successful tonight getting the ball to her.
Yeah, and again, that's something we talked about that we needed to do. We have to make the defense react, and we have to try and get them to you know, back off pressure-wise. And you know, they wanted to get out and defend everybody on the perimeter, and that left Jalinda some one-on-ones inside. And she was just tenacious inside tonight. I mean, she was going at the rim. She was stepping up and shooting the fadeaways. And there were a lot of shots the last couple of games that you know, were in and out. And they were almost three-quarters of the way down before they came back out. And they went in for tonight. And then she got some confidence, and then she really started going hard. And it was a great night for Jay.
I'll tell you what, 20 points and 20 rebounds or so. Not bad for a night's work.
Yeah, she's... You know, and we were worried that maybe that Ryan had put the jinx on her with an article in the Tribune, which, it, you know, a lot of times it does, and she was nervous, but boy, did she really perform tonight. You know, this is the seniors' last game in this gym, and I haven't been a part of a team that's beaten Ravenna, so it was pretty important to us tonight. The kids were focused, and they came out and gave it their all.
When in doubt, you always blame the Tribune, all right? Always blame. When in doubt, you always blame the Tribune for your bad play, huh?
Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah, those guys can handle it.
So anyway, 20 points and 20 rebounds for Jalinda Hodson here tonight. Nobody else was in double figures, Coach, but I'll tell you what, you had a series of players that scored the 7, the 8, the 9 points. Those are going to be the girls that are going to be important as we head down the stretch.
Yeah, and that's the thing that we have to be able to do. Everybody else has to be a scorer so that they can't key on Jalinda so much. You know, and that's what I was talking about with Carrie Coates hitting those 10-footers, and she had a little bit longer shot earlier. And, you know, they've got to defend Kelly, and they've got to defend Janessa, and it's the other ones that have to step up. And Kelsey Sedlock's been doing a better job of getting where she can catch and shoot instead of trying to catch and make a move. And she did a nice job for us tonight as well. Again, it was a great team effort. Just really, really proud of how hard they come out. You know, you lose three, you can get down pretty fast. But, I mean, they came out today as like it was a new season, a new beginning, and knew it was going to be a tough battle with Ravenna, because it always is. And we got that first big win over them. It was a great job.
Coach, that's the type of attitude they're going to have to take now for the rest of the season, because now we're into the postseason starting next week, and you win, you move on, you lose, you go home. That's the type of attitude you got to really play with for the rest of the season.
Absolutely. And that's the, you know, one of the reasons why it's a big win. I know that they'd come out and play hard Tuesday anyway, but, I mean, this just gives you that extra motivation tomorrow to focus a little bit. You know, they'll watch some tape over the weekend, and then we'll go hard on Monday again and get them ready. But, you know, they'll be ready on Tuesday. They can see that goal again. You know, it's kind of fading earlier when you're losing three, but I think it's back in their mind now.
Coach, you got to Fillmore Central in the opening round of the sub-district tournament next Tuesday. That'll be at York High School. You'll have the second game that night. Just talk about Fillmore Central.
Well, they're a solid team. They're under Mark Madsen's second year there, and he does a great job, especially defensively, and getting them to move. And very athletic. They've got a Kleinschmidt girl. That family's been around there forever. You know, very good athlete and a good shooter. And then they've got Malone girl that is just a great athlete. I mean, she shoots a real jump shot. It's not a little set shot. It's a jump shot. She dribble drives well. And then they've got a decent post player in the middle. So they've got a good team. They give GICC all they can handle in their holiday tournament there. And you know, they've been playing some teams pretty tough, and they've been doing a nice job. So You know, it's a team that we match up with okay, and, you know, it's the team that we face next, so that's the team we're going to get after.
You're playing in a sub-district that's a little different from years past. Yeah, we have St. Cecilia in there, but we're seeing some new teams in the sub-district here this year.
Yeah, we are. You know, we just keep getting bounced around everywhere. You know, first they bounce us into B, and then we, you know, so we're playing Lex and Northwest and these guys, and we kind of get them figured out a little bit and get used to playing that, and then we turn around, and now we go way east, and you know, Wilbur and Fairbury are on our side. We've never played them. This is the first year we haven't played Fillmore in the regular season, so they're a team that we're a little bit more accustomed to, and, you know, I've played them over the years. And then Saints back in there again. But, yeah, you know, we're going a weird direction for us. We're used to going north with you know, either Kearney Catholic or Minden or GICC or St. Paul or somebody. But, no, we're going east.
So we'll get together on Tuesday. Again, the Bunny Bracket game is going to be played on Monday, and Adams Central is going to play the second game. It'll be St. Cecilia playing in the first game. So we'll see you next Tuesday down in New York.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep. Tim Marker, the head coach for Adams Central girls basketball team. Again, they were winners tonight, 55-46 over Ravenna in the first ball game here tonight. We're sneaking up on the second half of the boys' encounter here tonight. It's been a good ball game so far. Adams Central is trailing Ravenna by the score of 33-31. Checking the scoring here in the first half, Brady Barrett has been on fire for the Patriots so far. He's got 15 points in the ball game, 5 three-pointers for Barrett in the contest so far. The other scorer, Zach Hunt, has got 5 points. He's got a couple of field goals, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Connor Lyons has got a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points. And then 2 points apiece for Nick Stein, Matt Overmiller, and Jake Fowler in the ball game. Adams Central, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. 9 points for Tyson Anderson so far for Ravenna. 8 points for Trevor Cyborn. 6 points for Sean Payne. Then they've got 4 points from John Klosterman, 3 from Connor Baranek, and 3 for Brent Douglas. And the Ravenna Blue Jays have got the lead here at halftime over Adams Central. The score is 33-31. We'll take a break right here. Got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, play is back in here at the Patriots Gym. Adams Central is trailing Ravenna. Boys High School basketball, the score is 33-31. Ravenna with the opening possession here in the second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. Right to work they go. Anderson is shot in the lane. It's going to be no good. Anderson saves it from going out of bounds as he tips the ball to Brent Douglas. Down to Riley Baranek as Ravenna keeps it alive out here. Adams Central still in their man-to-man defense here. As Baranek has got the ball now for Ravenna on the far sideline. Riley Baranek now. Entry pass to get it to Anderson. He dribbles into the lane, puts up an off-balance shot and hits it. Tyson Anderson now with 10 points in the basketball game. Actually, 11 points in the game for Ravenna. And the Blue Jays are out on top by a score of 35-31. Just underway here in the second half. Adams Central has got the ball as Ravenna has now gone to a man-to-man defense here in the second half. Here's Zach Hunt at the free throw line. Sends it down in the corner to Connor Lyons. His shot is up and in. Connor Lyons bombs away. That's his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's now got 8 points and it's 35-34. Patriots back to within 1 point. Douglas with the ball just inside the ring on the right side of the lane. Comes out to Riley Baranek. Double team. Brings it back to Douglas, right side. Douglas out on top. Nearly intercepted. The ball poked into the backcourt. Chased down by Hunt. Zach has got it on the turnover. Then his pass is kicked out of bounds. But Adams Central will play things in. Zach Hunt gets the deflection and then chases the ball down all the way to the baseline. And Ravenna turns it over for the third time here tonight. Adams Central plays it in the Lions. His shot for three is no good. Ball ripped out of there by Connor Baranek. Baranek gets it down to the hands of Anderson. Tyson brings it up here for the Blue Jays. Off to Baranek now. Wanted to go for a three-pointer against Zach, rather against Nate Arnold. Pulls the ball back down, and now a foul is going to be called on Nate. Tell you what, Baranek wanted to go up and then had second thoughts. Did not leave his feet, so no traveling was called. Nate was complaining about that. And then Arnold picks up the personal foul defensively as Baranek was trying to move the ball out of there. Here's Baranek again with the basketball out here in three-point territory. Nate Arnold guards him as Baranek dribbles to the ball, hands it out, knows to a Riley Baranek. Riley pushed out near the 10-second line. The ball poked away here, and the foul is going to be called. Brady Barrett pokes the ball away, but I think Ravenna is going to be hit with a personal foul here as Barrett came out of there with the basketball. Riley Baranek picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. Sean Payne into the ball game now. Here comes Klosterman back in. Douglas is going to take his seat now for head coach Paul Baranek. 6:11 to play here in the third quarter. It is now a 35-34 ball game. Ravenna is out on top. Adam Central has got the ball. Zach Hunt in the lane. Goes to Nate Arnold. Back outside again. Connor Lyons for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Sean Payne. Payne gets it out to Anderson. He runs her back the other way. Baranek has got it. Back outside. Anderson for three. Shot good. Tyson Anderson now with 14 points in the basketball game. He did not score against Adam Central in that Luplat Conference Championship ball game. Here's a Nate Arnold dribbling into the lane. The ball's going to be poked away. Picked up by Anderson. That's the fifth turnover on the Patriots here in the ball game. Anderson with the ball at the top of the key. Comes to Cyborn. Cyborn now to Klosterman. On the deep wing on the left side. Hands it back here to Baranek. Baranek picked up by Nate Arnold. Nate goes for the steal. The ball is knocked loose, and it's going to be picked up here by Adam Central. Coming back the other way, Brady Barrett drives, shoots, and scores. Barrett picks up the loose ball as Ravenna turns it over for the fourth time. Nate Arnold got the ball loose from Baranek, and now Adam Central is back within two. Here's a shot by Cyborn up and in. Trevor Cyborn now with 10 points in the ball game, 40-36. Ravenna leading by 4 points here. 4 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the third quarter. Good crowd on hand again for the second straight ball game here at the Patriots gym. Connor Lyons has got it right at the top of the key for AC. Hands it back here. Zach Hunt has got it. Now to Nate Arnold. Drives the baseline, and an offensive foul is called on Nate. Nate just kind of put his shoulder down there on the baseline, driving toward the basket, and gets hit with an offensive charging foul. That's going to be the third foul on Nate Arnold. He comes out of the ball game now. Here comes Jake Fowler back in there. Also, Lyons is going to check out. Nick Stein is going to be in there now for AC. And Matt Overmiller also checking in. 4:42 to play in the third quarter. Adam Central is down by 4 points. It's 40-36. Here's a pass deflected, picked up by Anderson. Keeps it alive for Ravenna. Out to Klosterman. Klosterman now to Douglas. He drives the baseline. His shot's going to be blocked out of his hands. It's picked up by Anderson. His shot no good. Rebounded by Sean Payne, and he hit with a traveling violation. Ravenna doing a great job on the offensive boards here against Adam Central tonight. Connor Baranek comes back into the ball game now for Ravenna, replacing Brent Douglas. Down to the scorer's table for AC is going to be Brady Barrett. He will check in. Coming out is going to be Calvin Ott. 4:26 to play here in the third quarter. Adam Central trailing here, 40-36. Ravenna ranked number 3 in Class C2 this week, according to the Lincoln General Star. Adam Central is ranked number 7 in Class B. Adam Central bringing the ball back. Here is Brady Barrett, drives it, now leaves it down on the baseline to Overmiller. His shot is up and in. 4 points now for Matt Overmiller. It's 40-38. Patriots down by two. Bombs away. Another three-pointer by Anderson. His shot is good. Anderson now is 17 in the ball game. He had 23 the other night in the win over St. Paul. Here's Matt Overmiller in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. A lot of arms flying around there, but no foul called. Sean Payne comes back the other way. To Cyborn, deep in the corner. Out to a Baranek again. Angles toward the bucket. Throws it out here to Anderson. His three-pointer is put up there. It's no good. Rebound over Miller. He has it knocked out of his hands by Anderson. Tell you what, Tyson is all over the place. Here's a three-pointer. It's up and in. Anderson just making play after play after play here for the Ravenna Blue Jays. And now head coach Tom Schlechter wants to call a timeout. Anderson is all over the place for the Ravenna Blue Jays tonight, not only offensively, but defensively, deflecting balls and doing his thing. He's got 20 points in the ball game. We've got a timeout. 3:36 to play in the third quarter. It's Ravenna 46, Adam Central 38.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will at the Patriots Gym here tonight. High school basketball from 1230 KHAS. The Ravenna Blue Jays out on top of Adams Central. It is 46-38. Tyson Anderson right now has been the spark that the Blue Jays have needed here in this one. This is a guy that's been averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds per game. He's got 20 in the contest here tonight against Adams Central. 46-38. Biggest lead of the ball game now for the Jays. Adams Central with the ball. Fowler wings it down low. Over Miller grabs it. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He misses the bunny. And the rebound comes down to Riley Baranek. Now you got to look out. The Jays can score a lot of points in a hurry. They're on a little run right now. Here's Douglas. Douglas out to Baranek. He moves it to the right side of the lane. Moves it down on the baseline on the dribble. Goes down in the corner on the left side. That's Riley Baranek. Dribble penetration. He stops left side of the lane. Down to a Connor Baranek. Baranek picked up out there by Fowler. Of Adams Central, out to Klosterman, deep in the corner left side. They get it to Riley Baranek, back inside to Klosterman. The shot's going to be no good, and rebound to Adams Central. Overmiller has got it. His pass deflected. It's picked up now by Klosterman. Another turnover on AC. Here's Baranek, his shot no good. Rebounded in the lane by Riley Baranek, his shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. The foul will go on Nick Stein. That's his second foul, and now Riley Baranek will go to the free throw line. He has not scored so far tonight for Ravenna. You've got Connor, you've got Riley, then you got their dad on the sideline, Paul Baranek. 46-38. Going to the free throw line, here's Riley Baranek. His shot is no good. He's a 50% foul shooter coming into the ball game here tonight. Connor Lyons checking in, Cal Winott coming in, Stein's going to come to the bench, and also Matt Overmiller for head coach Tom Slekta. Down on the scorer's table and checking in now for the Jays will be Sean Payne. Douglas will come out. Ravenna has built a 8-point lead now, 46-38. Here comes the next shot by Riley Baranek. It is up there, and it's good. Hits off of the back iron and straight in the air and down through the hole. Riley Baranek gets his first point of the ball game, and it's now 47-38. A 9-point lead now for Ravenna with 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play. The Jays have scored 14 points here in the quarter. They've outscored Adams Central 14-7. Patriots have the ball. Fowler on the dribble, moves it out on the baseline. His pass out is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Cyborn. He runs it back 2-on-1. Cyborn to Klosterman, and he'll circle back around out in the three-point territory. Didn't like the shot there. Here's John Klosterman with the ball for Ravenna. Goes over to Sean Payne, picked up there by Calvin Ott. Payne comes here to Cyborn, dribbles down the lane, puts up an off-balance shot. No good. Pulled out of the air by Sean Payne. Keeps it alive here for Ravenna. Down to Connor Baranek. To Anderson. Anderson now to Klosterman. To Cyborn. Now to Baranek on the far sideline. Down to Anderson on the baseline. He passes across the lane. It's right through the fingertips of Sean Payne out of bounds. 47-38. Ravenna has got the lead with a minute and 59 seconds to play here in the third quarter tonight at the Patriots gym. And now Ravenna attacking a little bit here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up is going to be Zach Hunt for AC. Gets it into the offensive scoring zone. Picked up out there by Cyborn. To the far side, Brady Barrett's three-pointer is knocked out of bounds by John Klosterman. Barrett winding up from the right sideline, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Klosterman. Adams Central will play things in with a minute and 47 seconds to play here in the third. Stein will get it in to Zach Hunt. Dribbles to the top of the key. Down to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That was around the rim and down. Hunt now with 7 points in the ball game. Adams Central back to within 7 points. A buck 36 left here in the third quarter. Here's Anderson with the ball now. Picked up by Stein. Lobs it down low. Sean Payne double team on the low block left side. Gets it back out here to Klosterman. Down to Cyborn. His three-pointers put up and in. The Ravenna Blue Jays are raiding three-pointers here in this ball game, and the Jays are out on top by 10. It is 50-40. Zach Hunt now drives the ball toward the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. A whistle stops play, and a foul is called on the way in. As Hunt takes off toward the basket, the foul is going to go on Trevor Cyborn for Ravenna. That's going to be his second. Adams Central will play things in. Here's Lyons for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hunt. Hunter's got it from the corner. His shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Klosterman. And he throws the ball out of bounds. Klosterman had the rebound, and he threw it out of bounds from the far sideline. Turnover number six on Ravenna here in the ballgame. 1 minute to play here in this third quarter. Ravenna has opened up a 10-point lead over Adams Central, 50-40. Zach Hunt will play things in to Nick Stein. Stein hands it back to Zach, out here near the 10-second line. Ravenna still under man-to-man defense. Hunt comes over here to Nick Stein. Now to Lyons on the near side. Back to Nick. Stein holding the ball, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, goes over to Zach Hunt. Zach now for three. His shot is up there. It's good. Hunt has got 10 points in the ball game. The Patriots back within 7, 50-43 with 36 seconds to play. Anderson has got the ball left side of the lane now for Ravenna. Picked up there by Stein. Bounce pass goes inside to Payne. Tries to hand it back away, and now a whistle. Anderson was out of bounds. The ball was deflected there by Adams Central. Anderson went down to the floor to try to pick it up, and his back foot touched the end line. So it's a turnover on Ravenna, their seventh of the ball game. Now with 25 seconds to play, Adams Central has got the ball, and they'll bring it up here one more time in this third quarter. Ravenna with a couple of attackers here in backcourt. Zach Hunt, bounce pass, across the midcourt stripe. They get it over here to Connor Lyons, back to Zach. Hunt dribbling with the ball, looks at the clock. We're down to 11 seconds. Here's a pass right by Calvin Ott, but it's picked up by Barrett on the right side, and his shot is up and in. That pass was intended to Calvin Ott. Barrett picks it up and throws up a three. He's now got 20 points in the ball game, and that's the end of the third quarter as Ravenna launches one from backcourt that is wide of the mark. So Adams Central within striking distance after three quarters of play. It is Ravenna 50, Adams Central 46. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriots gym, Adams Central is trailing Ravenna now as we head to the fourth and final quarter. It is 50-46. Brady Barrett now with 20 points for Adams Central, leading the way. Tyson Anderson has got 20 for Ravenna. So head to the fourth and final quarter here tonight. The Ravenna Blue Jays, 17-2 on the season. Adams Central at 16-2. Both of these teams will play, by the way, in the Heartland Classic coming up on Saturday up at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Seven games being played that day. Adams Central is going to play Kearney Catholic. But both of these teams are going to be playing in the Classic coming up on Saturday. There's a shot from Barrett from deep in the left corner to start things off in the fourth. It's an air ball. Rebound comes down to Tyson for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Back into the forecourt. Connor Baronic has got the ball. Moves it down in the corner. Bounce pass poked away, and a foul is called on Ott. They're trying to get it inside to Sean Payne. Calvin Ott pokes the ball away and picks up the personal foul. Second one on Calvin. That's going to be team foul number four, though, on the Patriots. Ravenna's only got two team fouls here in the second half. Ott checks out. Overmiller comes in. Non-shooting situation. Ravenna plays it in from underneath their own basket. Baronic comes out here to Klosterman. Klosterman holds the ball. Now to Baronic again. Picked up there by Nate Arnold. Comes across the top to Trevor Seiborn. Now to Anderson for three. His shot is up there. He misses that one. Rebound loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds, and they give it to Ravenna. Last touch by Nate Arnold down there for AC. 7:22 to play in the ballgame. Adams Central trailing the Ravenna Blue Jays 50-46. Ravenna has got the ball. Here's Anderson again. Anderson dribbles to the top of the key. Picked up now by Brady Barrett. He gets rid of it. Now another foul called on Nate. Trying to knock that ball away from Connor Baronic. Nate being a little bit too aggressive out there. He just picked up his fourth personal foul. 7:15 remaining in the ballgame now. Nate's going to have to check out. Here comes Jake Fowler back into the contest. Baronic will play things in for Ravenna right in front of the student body section. To Klosterman. Now back down low. A shot is up and in by Seiborn. Trevor Cyborn just sliding to the hole there. They got him the ball, and Cyborn has now got 14 points in the basketball game. That gives Ravenna a six-point lead. Here's Zach Hunt. Hunt, jump pass over here to Fowler. Back out to Zach for three. His shot is up there, misses everything. Rebound underneath. Brady Barrett shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. And now Barrett will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Klosterman of Ravenna. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Blue Jays, but this will be a shooting situation as Barrett was in the act of shooting. His shot is up there. That one is no good. Barrett, the best foul shooter on the team. He's hitting 86% of his free throws so far this year. He misses that one. He's now 56 out of 66 from the free throw line. Patriots are still down by 6 points. Next shot is up there. It's good, so Barrett hits one out of two. Barrett now with 21 in the ballgame. 52-47. Adams Central down by five. Ravenna has got the ball. Anderson comes to Baronic now. Adams Central is in the man-to-man defense. Baronic down the right side of the lane. Moves it all the way to the baseline. Now brings it high on the block. A pass into the lane. Cyborn has got it. Now to Baronic again at the top of the key. Picked up there by Barrett. Dribble penetration. Throws it here to the near side. That's Anderson with the ball. Anderson holds it here against Fowler. To the near side to Baronic. His pass is deflected and is loose. And a great play there by Fowler as he tries to save the ball from going out of bounds. And he knocks it off with the chest of Anderson out of bounds. So a great play there by Jake Fowler of Adams Central. So the Patriots have the ball now. They are down by 5 points in the ball game. 52-47. Lions nearly lost it out of the bounce. Gets it under control. Gets it into the hands now of Hunt. Drives it into the lane to Jake Fowler. Top of the key. Moves it over here to Lions. Lions back out to Hunt near the 10-second line. 52-47. Ravenna's got a five-point lead. Adams Central with the ball with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Fowler in the corner. Dribbles into the lane. Now to Zach Hunt. Down the lane he goes to Matt Overmiller. It's out on the baseline. No good. Trickles off there. And a rebound comes down to Ravenna. That's going to be a Cyborn with the ball as they get it into the forward court. Now to Baronic for three. His shot's off of the mark. No good. Hunt with a rebound. Long pass to the near side. Deflected. Picked up by Connor Lyons as he drives into the hole. His shot is going to be no good. Ball poked around. It's picked up by Baronic again of Ravenna. Now to Trevor Cyborn. Here come the Ravenna Blue Jays back outside. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Baronic. No good from several feet behind the three-point arc. And a rebound to Fowler. 5:23 to play in the fourth quarter. It's still 52-47. Adams Central down by 5 points. Patriots have the ball. Ravenna's in the man-to-man defense. Here is Zach Hunt. Brings it across the 10-second line. Now to Connor Lyons for three. His shot is up there. It's good. Big bucket there for Connor. He has got 11 points in the ball game, and the Patriots are back to within two. 52-50 is the score. Ravenna with a two-point advantage. Adams Central in the man-to-man defense back the other way. Connor Baronic has got the ball behind his screen. Moves it down to the baseline on the right side. Now to John Klosterman. Picked up there by Brady Barrett. Klosterman dribbles toward the basket and a foul is called. It's going to go on Barrett. Klosterman driving the ball toward the basket there. And Brady Barrett picks up the personal foul. Klosterman will go to the free throw line. And now they're going to give him two shots here. That's only the sixth team foul called on Adams Central. They're going to give him two shots. They say he was in the act of shooting. Klosterman hits his first free throw. I think Ravenna catches a break there. Klosterman just driving the ball toward the hole there and awarded two shots as Klosterman hits his first free throw. That makes it 53-50. Ravenna with a lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. Klosterman hits a pair, and that gives Ravenna a 54-50 advantage, and now a foul in backcourt. That's Klosterman picking up the personal foul as he runs over Nate Arnold back here. That's the second foul in John Klosterman. It's only going to be the fourth team foul, though, on the Jays, so no free throws here. Adams Central will play things in. Nate Arnold gets it into the offensive zone to Barrett for three. His shot is way off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Sean Payne of Ravenna. 4.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. The Blue Jays out on top by 4 points, 54-50. Sean Payne, right sideline, comes out to Anderson. Wings it left side down to Klosterman. Free throw line extended. Here's a pass underneath to Anderson. His shot is up and in. They go back door, and Tyson Anderson scores easily for Ravenna. Nice play there by the Jays. Anderson down with 22, and Ravenna has opened up a six-point advantage now, 56-50, with 4:10 to play. Connor Lyons, he's going to throw the ball away. Lyons got the ball into the lane, was going to try to take it down to the baseline there to Overmiller. They were not on the same page, and they turned the ball away for the eighth time here tonight. 56-50. Patriots need to play some defense right here. And Baranek will inbound the ball to Trevor Cyborn. This was 33-31 at halftime in favor of Ravenna. Jays had a four-point lead after three quarters at 50-46. Now it's 56-50. Ravenna working with the ball on their offensive end. Anderson, who's had the hot hand tonight with 22 out here between the rings, picked up there by Nate Arnold of Adams Central. Over to the near sideline to Connor Baranek. They work it right side of the lane. There's Cyborn. His shot hits the side of the glass as Cyborn goes tumbling out of bounds. No foul called. Back the other way. Connor Lyons dumps it away to Barrett. His shot is up there. It's no good. This is another easy shot. The Patriots missing a lot of bunnies here down the stretch. 3.5 to go. 56-50 is the score. Connor Baranek has got the ball now for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Picked up by Nate Arnold. Nate's got to be careful. He's got four personal fouls. There's Anderson with the ball, and he's fouling the play. Brady Barrett trying to knock the ball loose there for Adams Central. Picks up the personal foul. Two fouls now on Barrett. Going to the free throw line will be Tyson Anderson again. Anderson with 22 in the ball game. Klosterman getting ready to check in now for Ravenna. He'll do that now. Brent Douglas will check out. 3:14 to play here in the fourth quarter. 56-50. Ravenna's got a six-point lead. The shot from the free throw line good by Anderson. He'll have one more. Matches what he did the other night against St. Paul when Ravenna beat the Cats 85-81. Next shot is up there. He misses that one. It's off of the front iron. Rebound comes down to Nate Arnold. Now it's 57-50. Ravenna has got the lead. Nate drives it all the way down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and he gets hit with a charging foul. Offensive charging foul there on Nate Arnold. He's out of the ball game. And a technical foul has been called on Nate. A technical foul has just been called on Nate Arnold, as he has just fouled out of the ball game. It's 57-50 with 3:06 to play. And Nate Arnold has just been hit with a technical foul here. So going to the free throw line, Connor Baranek, a 79% foul shooter. Nate fouls out of the ball game, and he gets hit with a technical foul. Shot is up there. It's good by Baranek. Now 58-50. Baranek misses the second one. So the score remains at 58-50. Now Ravenna will get the basketball. Now Tom Schlechter, the head coach for AC, wants to call a timeout. Adams Central calls the timeout. 3:06 to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Ravenna 58, Adams Central 50.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We've been talking about that schedule on this Saturday. Should be a great day at the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island. Starts at 9:30 in the morning. Sumner Eddyville Miller taking on Wood River. 11:15, Weeping Water versus this Ravenna ball club. 1 o'clock, Adams Central plays Kearney Catholic. 2:45, Axtell against Ewing. At 4:30, it's Gretna against Grand Island Central Catholic. At 6:15, Ralston against Shadron. And then at 8 o'clock on Saturday, it'll be Omaha Scott against Hastings St. Cecilia. So seven big ball games coming up for you, one right after the other. The Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island gets underway at 9:30 in the morning. 58-50 is the score here. Ravenna has got an eight-point lead, and now the Jays, following the technical foul on Nate Arnold, will inbound the basketball off of the far sideline. Tom Schlechter having a couple of words now with the officials here on the near sideline. And now we're set to go. We got 3:06 to play in the basketball game. Adams Central is down by 8 points. Ravenna inbounds the ball. This is Anderson with it in backcourt to Cyborn. Cyborn will bring it into the offensive zone here against Connor Lyons. Cyborn, nice pass underneath. Baranek has got the ball and shot no good, and he's fouled in a play by Overmiller. And now it's going to be Baranek going to the free throw line. Overmiller picks up his second personal foul. The Jays are getting the ball down on the baseline here in this fourth quarter for some reason. Baranek's shot is up there and in. Connor now with 5 points in the basketball game. He's their leading scorer, averaging 15. Has been to Anderson. Tyson Anderson has killed the Patriots here in the ball game tonight. Next shot is up there. It's good by Connor. And now the Jays have a 10-point lead, 60-50. Adam Central at one time was within 2 points at 52-50. So the Jays have scored the last 8 points here in the basketball game. We're down to 2:47 to go. The Patriots need some offensive production in a hurry. Here's a Zach Hunt on the deep wing on the right side. Hunt dribbling with the ball, brings it to Nick Stein. Back out to Zach at the top of the key. His shot for three is up there. It's no good. Lyons grabbing for the rebound. He can't get to it, but Stein does. Back down in the corner to Connor Lyons. That is Zach Hunt. Left side of the lane. Cross-court pass goes to Overmiller. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside the ring. Hands it away now. Brady Barrett, he goes for the hole. His shot's no good. He is knocked down in the plane. It's picked up here by Ravenna. Sean Payne gets the rebound. The Jays have a 10-point lead. Here's a Sean Payne. He's got it now for Ravenna. We're down to 2:09 to play. Baronic goes to Anderson. Anderson out here near the 10-second line. Down to Connor Baronic. Adam Central in the hack mode out here. We're man-to-man. Here's John Klosterman with the ball. Klosterman gets away. Feeds it to Sean Payne. And Ravenna just spreading the floor right now. We're down to a minute and 50 seconds to play. Klosterman's finally going to be fouled out here near the 10-second line. The Patriots are over the 10-foul limit now here in the second half. So all these foul shots are going to be two-shot opportunities. John Klosterman to the free throw line. He has got 6 points in the ball game, 2 of 2 from the line. Klosterman will have 2 shots here. This one is up there. It's good. So now Ravenna hitting some free throws here in the fourth quarter. The Jays have now scored the last 9 points in the ball game. They're on a 9-0 run after Adams Central cut the lead to 52-50. Next shot is up there. That one is no good. Rebound comes down to Lyons. 61-50 is the score. Ravenna on a 9-0 run here in the fourth quarter against Adams Central. Here's Zach Hunt with the ball. Zach picked up out here by Cyborn. Now gets away, drives it for the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouled in the play. Patriots just cannot get a break. That one trickled off of the front of the iron. The foul is going to go here on Anderson of Ravenna. That's going to be his second. So now Zach Hunt to the free throw line with a minute and 34 seconds to play. His shot is up there. That one is no good. In the ball game, he's got 10 points. He is now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Zach will have one more. 61-50 is the score. Next one is up there. It's good. So it's now 61-51. And now the Patriots will apply some pressure here in the backcourt. We got a minute and 34 seconds to play. Connor Baronic gives it up now to John Klosterman. Now to Baronic. Hunt will trail him to the far side, and now we got a timeout called. Connor Baronic calls the timeout there for Ravenna. The Jays want to talk things over. A minute and 27 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Ravenna 61, Adams Central 51.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
Patriots have games remaining during the regular season against Kearney Catholic on Saturday, against Hastings High next Friday night. The Ravenna Blue Jays have got games against Weeping Water on Saturday. They'll finish things off with a contest against Ord before they move into their sub-districts here in a couple of weeks. 61-51 is the score. Ravenna has got the lead. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted by Lyons. Lyons has got it now for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound up for the rebound. It's loose and it's brought down by Sean Payne. Payne gets the ball to Baronic. Baronic now to Trevor Cyborn. Down the far sideline to Anderson. Double team, triple team. Hacking for the ball. And now finally, a foul is called. Adam Central thought they had a jump ball called over there. That was not the case. They had three guys right around Anderson, and finally a foul is going to be called here on Overmiller. Hometown fans voicing their disapproval here with a minute and 7 seconds to play. Matt just picked up his fourth personal foul. Going to the free throw line will be Tyson Anderson. His shot is up there. He misses that one. Anderson now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. He's got 23 points in the ballgame. Nick Stein comes in. Jake Fowler out. Patriots down by 10 points, 61-51. Next one is up there. That one is in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Zach Hunt. Hunt now to Stein. His three-pointer is going to be blocked down by Anderson. It's picked up by Nick, and now we got a foul called. A foul will go on Ravenna. Non-shooting situation, though. It's going to go on Sean Payne. That's going to be his second. Only the sixth team foul on the Blue Jays, so Adam Central will play things in. Here's Zach Hunt from the deep right corner. His shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Overmiller. Now to Hunt again for three. His shot's going to be around the rim. Falls off, no good. Rebound this time by Baronic, and he's fouled into play. So 2 3-pointers there that would not go. And now the Patriots are in deep trouble here with 50 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. They're down by 10 points. And Connor Baronic is at the free throw line again for Ravenna. Connor has got 6 points in the ball game, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. He'll have 2 shots here. AC over the 10-foul limit. Shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim. Dances around and finally goes down through the hole. Connor now has 7 points in the ball game. That gives Ravenna an 11-point lead, 62-51. Next one is up there. That one is no good. Rebound comes down to Hunt. Hunt down the far sideline, and the Nick Stein dribbles all the way to the basket. His scoop shot is up there. He misses that one. Rebound, Brady Barrett. Follow shot good. Barrett now with 23. Inbounds pass is going to be intercepted here by Adam Central to Connor Lyons. His three-pointer is put up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Cy Bourne for Ravenna, and he's fouling the play. We're down to 31 seconds to play. Patriots getting the turnover there, but could not convert. And a foul will go here on AC, so we'll have some more free throws back to the other end with Trevor Cy Bourne, who has got 14 points in the basketball game. The foul went on Zach Hunt, his first. So Adam Central is within 2 points there, right around the 4.5-minute mark at 52-50. But all Ravenna sense. Shot from the free throw line is no good. Tell you what, Ravenna hit some free throws down the stretch here. This will be a blowout city. 62-53 is the score. It's a 9-point lead, just a 3-possession ball game here with 31 seconds to go. Next shot by Cy Bourne is up there. That one is good. It is now 63-53 in favor of the Jays. There's a long-range jumper by Lyons for three. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound is long. It comes to the near side. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Ravenna basketball. Overmiller was giving chase. He couldn't get to it. So Ravenna will play things in with 22.8 seconds to play. This is Trevor Cy Bourne going to trigger things in. Ravenna will put four guys in a straight line. Now Cy Bourne has got the ball looking to play things in. Does so to Douglas, and he's found in a play by Lyons. And Brent Douglas will go to the free throw line now for the Jays. Douglas 0-for-2 from the line tonight. He's got 3 points in the ballgame. Personal foul went on Lyons. That's going to be his second. 22.5 seconds to play. We're in the fourth quarter. Ravenna has got the lead over Adams Central. It is 63-53. Douglas will toe the line here for two. His first shot is up there. It is good. Ravenna is on a 12-3 run in the final 4.5 minutes of this first quarter. After Adams Central cut that lead down to 2 points at 52-50. Next shot is up there. It is good. 65-53. Adam Central has got the ball. Barrett goes for the hole. His shot no good. He misses that one. He had a clear shot to the bucket. Rebound comes down to Douglas. Hands it away down to Cy Bourne into the fourth quarter with 11 seconds to play. And Ravenna's going to win this one here tonight. Anderson has got the ball. Anderson just holding with it out here in the three-point territory. 2 seconds, 1 second, and it is over. Ravenna knocks off the Adams Central Patriots here tonight. Final score, Ravenna 65, Adams Central 53. So the Patriots get outscored in the final 4.5 minutes of the ball game, 13-3 down the stretch. And Ravenna wins it here tonight over Adams Central, the second consecutive loss now for the Patriots. They go to 16 wins and 3 losses on the season. Ravenna improves to 18-2. Final score, Ravenna 65, Adams Central 53. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriots gym, Adams Central drops this one tonight to the Rhode Blue Jays, a final score of 65-53 in the ball game here tonight. So Ravenna improves to 18 wins and 2 losses on the season. Adams Central drops to 16-3. So the team that Adams Central beat in the championship ball game, the Luplat Conference Tournament just a week ago, 71-55, turns the tables on them here tonight on their home floor as they beat Adams Central tonight by a score of 65-53. Ravenna going on a 13-3 run in the final 4.5 minutes of the basketball game. After Adams Central cut the lead to 52-50, Ravenna dominates the last 4.5 minutes. They outscore Adams Central 13-3, and they go on to post the win tonight 65-53 over the Patriots. Tyson Anderson, who did not score in the ball game against Adams Central the first time around, scores 23 in the ball game here tonight. He had 9 points in the first half. The rest of them in the second half. He scores 23 points in the basketball game. Other scores, Trevor Cyborn had 15 points. The only two guys in double figures tonight for the Jays. John Klosterman had 7. Connor Baronic had 7. Sean Payne had 6 points. Brent Douglas had 5. And Riley Baronic had 1 point. The Jays 14 out of 24 from the free throw line in the basketball game here tonight. Patriots shot only 8 free throws tonight. They were 5 of 8 from the line compared to 14 out of 24 for Ravenna. They were led by Brady Barrett. He comes up with 23 points in the ball game. Zach Hunt had 11. Connor Lyons had 11 points. The other scorers, Matt Overmiller with 4. Jake Fowler had 2. Nick Stein had 2 points. So Adams Central is now 16-3 on the season. They will get ready to play Kearney Catholic. That will be in the Classic coming up in Grand Island on Saturday. The Heartland Hoops Classic. Adams Central will play Kearney Catholic at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. The Ravenna Blue Jays, they improved to 18 wins and 2 losses. They will also play in that Classic. In fact, they'll play the preceding ball game against Weeping Water. That'll be at 11:15 on Saturday morning. And a reminder, we'll have all 7 of those games coming up for you on ESPN 1550 KICS on Saturday beginning at 9:30. So again, Ravenna wins it here tonight over Adams Central. Final score of 65-53. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
This is the player of the game. Brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning. 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
And we're back again. It was Adams Central dropping one here tonight to the Ravenna Blue Jays by the score of 65-53. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. And Brady Barrett, 23 points in the basketball game tonight for AC. Zach Hunt had 11 points, 5 in the first half and 6 more in the second half. Same story for Connor Lyons as he was held pretty much in check here tonight. by the Ravenna defense, as he had 5 points in the first half and six more in the second, all candidates for our player of the game, and we'll announce our winner right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Adams Central will be Brady Barrett, the leading scorer for the ball club here tonight in the loss. Barrett come up with 6 3-pointers in the ball game. He had 2 2-point field goals, and he was 1 for 2 from the free throw line. He scores 15 in the first half of play, all in 3-pointers. Came back with 8 more in the second half. So Brady Barrett ends up with 23 points in the ball game, 6 threes, 2 2-pointers, and 1 free throw in 2 attempts, all in a losing cause here tonight, as the Ravenna Blue Jays knock off Adams Central by a dozen. The final score of 65-53. Brady Barrett, our player of the game tonight for Adams Central. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned, because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Adams Central loses their second straight ball game here tonight as they dropped 1-2 Ravenna. Final score of 65-53, so the Patriots losing one to St. Cecilia on Tuesday. They come back two nights later and drop this one to Ravenna, 65-53, as the Jays go on a 13-3 run in the final 4.5 minutes of the ball game to beat the Patriots here tonight. Still waiting for Tom Slechta to make his way back out of the locker room and back out of the court here tonight. Got some scores to report to you. A girls' game tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia has beaten Sutton, as the Phillies are ranked in the top 10 in Class C2. Hastings St. Cecilia's girls knock off Sutton in a big win tonight, 49-48, the final score. The Hawkettes knocking off the Phillies, so St. Cecilia ending the regular season on a winning note. They will play in the opening round of the sub-district tournament next week at York High School. St. Cecilia winning tonight over Sutton in girls' play, 49-48. Sandy Creek in girls' play knocked off Kennesaw tonight by a score of 56-47. And in the boys' game, it was Sandy Creek beating Kennesaw by a score of 77-50. So again, the other scores: Hastings St. Cecilia winners over Sutton tonight, 49-48 in girls' play. The Sandy Creek girls continue to win. They beat Kennesaw 56-47. The Sandy Creek boys won over Kennesaw tonight by a score of 77-50. Again, Adams Central drops this one here tonight to Ravenna by a score of 65-53. Ravenna led 16-14 at the end of the first quarter. It was 33-31 at halftime, as each team scores 17 points there in the second quarter. Ravenna then outscoring Adams Central 17-15 in the third quarter to make it 50-46 entering the fourth and final quarter. Adams Central got within 2 points at 52-50 with about 4.5 minutes to play there in the fourth quarter, and then the wheels came off the cart as the Ravenna Blue Jays go on a 13-3 run there. Adams Central with some turnovers late in the ball game. Nate Arl fouled out of the ball game, then received a technical foul. And the Ravenna Blue Jays outscore Adams Central 13-3 down the stretch, and they beat the Patriots tonight by a score of 65-53. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Obviously, the coach spending some additional minutes in the locker room here tonight with the Patriots after Adams Central playing a tough weekend of games here, losing to Hastings St. Cecilia on Tuesday, and then dropping this one to Ravenna a couple of nights later. And the Patriots have got a tough road to hoe as they've got Kearney Catholic coming up on Saturday afternoon. That will be at the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island. The game time will be at 1 o'clock, and then Adams Central will finish things off with a ball game next week against the Hastings High Tigers. That'll be a week from tomorrow night at the Tiger Gym. So Adams Central plays Kearney Catholic on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island. Tom Schlecht is making his way right now in the stands after suffering the loss here tonight to Ravenna, 65-53. And, Coach, we knew this was going to be a tight basketball game all the way, and it really came down to the fourth quarter. And really, the final 4.5 minutes, just talk about that.
Just give credit to Ravenna because they did a great job making the plays they had to play. And we had some good looks. You know, we had good looks for our good shooters. And I mean, how many times have we seen Zach Hunt and Brady Barrett hit big-time shots in those situations? And they just didn't fall for them. I mean, we talked about it. I don't know how many games this year, at least four or five, where Zach Hunt stepped up and hit one, two, or three just big shots to win games for us. So, you know, tonight just didn't go for us. And that's how it is. I don't think offense really was the story of this. The story was Ravenna on offense and us not defending, you know, their back cuts very well. That was really the story. And, you know, that's just how that went. So we didn't do a good enough job on that, and that's what killed us.
Coach, I think they got to the back cuts a lot better, especially in the fourth quarter. Did they change something to get to the rim in the fourth quarter? It seemed like their offense was a lot down there on the baseline underneath the basket.
Yeah, Mike, I think we cut it to four.
It was cut to two at one point, 52-50.
Yeah, 52-50. And the thing is, what happened was we got a little bit overly aggressive. And when you get overly aggressive against Ravenna, that's the worst thing you can do. That's why I always talk about against Ravenna, you want to keep your wings in and stop denials. But at that point, kids just got a little bit overextended. You know, we tried to tell them, don't get back cut. But they get a little adrenaline going, a little pumping, and they just kind of extend out a little bit, and that's what happened there. It's just a simple thing there.
It was a 13-3 run after Adams Central cut the lead to a 52-50, and they go on a 13-3 run to close out the ball game here tonight as Ravenna picks up the win over AC. I'll tell you what, one kid that kept you in the ball game all night was Brady Barrett. Comes up with 23 in the contest, 15 in the first half. He had 6 3-pointers in the ball game. He just continues to shoot the eyes out of the basket in his little secret spot in the corner there.
Yeah, I mean, he played fantastic, and we talked about it. There was 3 or 4 times in the first half he was open, and we just didn't get him the ball, and that was kind of disappointing. A couple guys that, you know, if they look up and see him and get him another look, he might get a couple more in that first half. He was just in the rhythm and the flow, and, you know, I thought he also did a great job on Connor Baronic when Nate was in trouble, and he guarded him really well. So he played really, really well tonight and played extremely hard. But there again, you know, we have different guys step up on different days. You know, Connor Lyons is huge against St. Cecilia the night before, and then Nate Arlt was big against Ravenna the week before, and then Zach Hunt, and then Calvin Ott, Matt Overnick, Nick Stein. You just go on. And so that's just, you know, he stepped up tonight. We just need a couple more guys to hit a couple more shots.
Coach, we talked about Connor Baronic a lot during the pregame show. We hold him to just 7 points in the contest here tonight. If I would have given you that, I'm sure you would have taken that. But it was another guy that we talked about, Tyson Anderson, that comes up. 23 points in the ball game tonight. Could have averaged, 9 points per ball game. Did not score against it the last time around.
Yeah, he didn't score, but, you know, it's really a combination of him. I told Coach Baronic, I said, he had 25 against St. Paul. He just missed some shots the first time we played him in the conference tournament championship. Tonight he was probably a little more relaxed, you know. Sometimes being on the road, and parents night, I think our seniors just kind of felt a little bit like they had to make something happen a little too quick. But it was one of those situations where Anderson, he stepped up. He hit a bunch of big, big shots, and he hit a couple of them with hands in his face. You know, he hit two or three where we just lost him in transition. That was our fault. But credit him for immediately catching and shooting. He's got a quick trigger, and he's a good player.
Coach, what was the biggest difference from the championship ball game in the Luplat Conference tournament to tonight as far as Ravenna was concerned?
No, it really wasn't. It wasn't like there was a big difference. I think that, like you said, you look at it, it was 33-31 at half. That's the same as it was in the Luplat Conference championship. It was 28-all. I told Coach Baronic, I said, you'll hit a few more threes, we'll hit a few more threes. And I thought in the first half that's what happened. In the second half we didn't hit threes, and they continued to hit threes. And so, you know, 52-50, and then they go on a 13-3 run, and that's the way it went. So, I could say that there's all these differences. I did think that when we cut it, we'd stop taking the back cuts away, and that hurt us. And I thought in the third quarter, again, we lost them in transition two or three times. And against Ravenna, you just can't do that. So that was the biggest thing, was in that middle of that third quarter, they got two or three transition looks that at Kearney Catholic in that conference tournament championship, they just didn't get them.
So now you've got two losses you have to deal with here as you get ready to go for this weekend against another tough opponent in Kearney Catholic. Like we said, this is a tough week for you. This team is not reeling right now. You really got to protect that. It's been a great season so far. You've done a lot of right things,
yep.
But you just faced two tough opponents here.
Yeah, I mean, if you had told me you'd be 16-3 right now, I'd take it. It just so happened that the last two games have been losses, you know. And so it's one of those situations where the best thing that can happen for us is we're playing on Saturday at the event center at 1 o'clock against Kearney Catholic. And they're gonna bring a ton of intensity, and so we're going to have to bring a ton of intensity, and it's going to be a great game. So the one thing I can tell you is our kids will probably play a little bit more loose because we know that it's just another great game and a great venue, and they probably won't feel the pressure they did tonight. So we'll probably play a little bit looser, hopefully, on Saturday.
Okay, Coach, we'll see you Saturday.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Yep. Tom Slechter, the head coach for Adams Central. Again, the Patriots dropping this one as Ravenna goes on a 13-3 run at the end of the fourth quarter. The knockoff Adams Central tonight by a score of 65-53. Adams Central plays at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon against Kearney Catholic. Ravenna will play the preceding game at 11:15 against Weeping Water in that Heartland Hoops Classic. The other games again, Sumner Eddyville Miller against Wood River at 9:30. Axtell will play after Adams Central. They'll play the 2:45 ball game against Ewing. Gretna against Grand Island Central Catholic at 4:30. Ralston against Shadron at 6:15. And then Omaha Scott will play Hastings St. Cecilia at 8 o'clock on Saturday, all in Grand Island. You're looking for some good basketball on Saturday. Check it out. You can watch all seven ball games at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, a great venue, and seven good ball games with some of the top teams throughout the state competing. If you can't make it, we'll have all seven games for you on ESPN 1550 KICS beginning at 9:30 on Saturday morning. Tomorrow night, we will head for Grand Island. We'll be there as Hastings St. Cecilia will take on the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. That is a matchup between the second-ranked team in Class C1, the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia, and the third-ranked team in the Grand Island Central Catholic. Those two teams met in the championship ball game of the Centennial Conference Tournament earlier this year. A ball game won by St. Cecilia in a close contest in overtime over Grand Island Central Catholic. We've got the rematch tomorrow night in Grand Island. Airtime will be at 7:30, 7:45 for the tip-off. The Blue Hawks and the Crusaders coming up tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS. In the final score in this one, Ravenna knocks off Adams Central, final score of 65-53. For Tyler Moffitt, my engineer and producer, back to the radio station, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.